discharge. This is what you need to know about being discharged. Around 2 to 4 days after your operation, you will be discharged unless complications have occurred. Before your discharge, the nursing staff will carry out a discharge interview with you. You will be able to contact us directly on the ward if you experience any troubles related to your operation for 2 weeks following your discharge. About 2 days after you are discharged, you will be called by a nurse. She will ask you how you are doing and how things have been since your discharge. It is a good idea to write down any questions you may have so that you remember to ask them during the call. Depending on the operation you have had, after about 14 days, you will be called in for a histology appointment in the outpatient clinic, where you will be told what was removed from your intestine. There are some things you need to be aware of after discharge, which I will review now. Frequent bowel movements. It is normal to have frequent bowel movements and even diarrhea after discharge. Depending on where you have had bowel surgery, it can take up to a few weeks for the bowel to normalise. If the stools are too frequent and so liquid that it is difficult to reach the toilet, you may need to stop taking laxatives. But please note that for the first 14 days after the operation, the stool must be soft so as not to tear the sutures in the intestine. Pain. The pain treatment with paracetamol continues after discharge. It is still important to take painkillers when you get home, and therefore we recommend that you continue to take paracetamol 4 times a day. However, some patients only need to take some in the morning to get up and get started, and then only take another dose if needed during the day. You must not take paracetamol more than 4 times a day. If you unexpectedly experience increasing pain after discharge, contact the ward. Operation wound. Your job when you get home is to keep an eye on your surgical wounds. The small clips in the skin, which are called staples, must be removed by your own doctor or by a home nurse 10 to 12 days after the operation. You must make an appointment with your own doctor to remove these. If the surgical wounds become noticeably red, hot, tender, or begin to ooze liquid, it may be a sign of infection, in which case you should contact the department. It is very normal for the surgical wounds to start itching. This is just a sign of wound healing. Nutrition. It is important to continue eating a high-protein diet for up to 6 weeks after discharge and drinking about 2 litres of fluid daily. The protein-rich diet could, for example, contain dairy products, eggs, meat, beans and nuts. Fatigue and depression. It is not uncommon to experience fatigue after major abdominal surgery. It is therefore important to get the rest needed during the day. Patients experience fatigue in different ways and for different lengths of time. The same goes for depression. If you have had surgery for cancer, remember that it is important to seek help in the fight against cancer. Sexual relations. After major abdominal surgery, it is not uncommon to experience erectile problems for men and vaginal dryness for women. These problems often resolve after a while. Should you experience discomfort from this, you can get help, and it is therefore important that you inform the healthcare staff about it. Your body image may also be affected due to the scars on your stomach or because you have a stoma. Again, it is important to talk to healthcare professionals about this, as there are many ways we can help you. In conclusion, I must tell you that if after the operation you experience fever, severe pain, vomiting, constipation, in the stoma, or no bowel function, it is important that you contact the department. You can contact us directly until your appointment in the outpatient clinic about 14 days after your operation. Thank you so much for listening.